The Deporah's Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Deporah's Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The most important day of my life is one I do not remember. Because the most important day of my life occurred on September 22nd, 1963. And I was born on July 8th, 1963. You see, the most important day of my life was the day I was baptized. Because that was the day where the Lord God reached out to me, forgave the sins that I had not yet committed, but made the promise that I would never be alone, that I would always have the love of God by my side, wherever I was and whatever I went through. Today's readings give us two important characteristics today about our faith life. The first comes from Naaman, the Syrian. Now, Naaman was a foreigner. He wasn't Jewish. He didn't think much of the country of Israel. They were a puny country. They weren't terribly influential. And so when the prophet Elisha comes and says to him, just bathe in the Jordan seven times, not really a tremendous river, Naaman is skeptical. He refuses to do it. It wasn't glamorous enough. It wasn't significant enough for him to do this. But those around him convince him that this is something worth doing. And as Naaman is cleansed in the Jordan River, the same river where Jesus is baptized, what we are encouraged to bring to mind is our own baptism. That far from God, we were given this powerful relationship. And we need this powerful relationship because life is hard. That's what we get in terms of the second aspect of today, the reading about the lepers. Now, many things could have one declared a leper in addition to what is actually leprosy, Hansen's disease. We don't think much about leprosy anymore because we've figured out how to treat it. It's not a life sentence like it used to be. But any number of things, because it was so contagious and so deadly, any number of things could have gotten someone declared a leper. Pimples, for example. Any kind of skin blemish. A rash. And once you were declared a leper, you were sent out from the community. You didn't live with the others. You lived far away from the center of town, relying only on whatever generosity other people may have shown you. And not only that, when people came, you had a bell, and you had to ring the bell to get their attention and shout to them, unclean, unclean, so that people would not be caught off guard. And so it was a horrible way of life. You had the disease itself, but even the suffering apart from people that you loved and that cared for you was even another layer of suffering. So when these lepers are cured, it is both believable that one would be so overwhelmed by his cure that he would first need to thank Jesus. But in some other way, it's not that far-fetched to think that perhaps the other lepers were so excited about the fact that they had no signs, and that's why Jesus told them to go show themselves to the priest, because that was the sign. The priest would examine you and then declare you free from leprosy. But the reading reminds us today of the importance of being thankful, of being grateful. And that's really what we're doing today. We're recognizing in deep gratitude the lives of those whom we love who have passed away. Death is never an easy thing, ever. There's a finality to death that's not pleasant. But today, perhaps, we're called to look with a little bit of gratitude. I remember doing a funeral for parents who had lost their son. He was 21 years old. He was not living with them because he wanted to declare residency in another state where he was going to go to college. And coming home, he fell asleep, driving home. He had no alcohol, no drugs in his system. He simply was working too hard. Had his truck gone a little bit one way or the other as it ran off the road, he would have been alive. But it wasn't. I'm not saying that what I said to them at the funeral made things easy. It wasn't easy. I can only imagine that it's still not easy. But what I did ask was this. If you knew that you could be spared all this pain in the death of your son by being able to make a choice that he would never exist, or you could have had 21 years with your son, but knowing that because you loved him and cared for him, you would have this pain when he died, what would you take? Well, the answer is obvious. Parents would take 21 years. 21 years is better than no years. And in a way, that's what we kind of come to here, too, today. That knowing the people we're going to commemorate is worth the pain and sadness that we might feel at their passing. It's very interesting that when we face difficult moments in our own lives, the promise of God is not that we're spared from them. There is nowhere in the gospel where Jesus says, you will not suffer. In fact, to believers of faith, he says just the opposite. Hey, guess what? You will suffer. People will persecute you. People will do all of these not so pleasant things to you. There will be suffering in your life. And that's why in the second reading from Timothy, we have something so powerful to remind us what Jesus did promise us. That we would always have this relationship with him. That Jesus would always be faithful to us, even if we found ourselves at certain times in our life being unfaithful. That Jesus could never, ever stop being faithful. It would be against his very divine nature if he were not faithful. And perhaps the challenge for us today is the challenge that the foreigner, the Samaritan, the hated Samaritan, perhaps it's remembering what he remembered in the face of an overwhelming presence of God in his life. Perhaps we need to be grateful to God, to give thanks to God for his constant and eternal faithfulness.